Nehoma. I don't know what they said.
They just answered you. They're well. Good morning.
Good. It is an honor for me to be standing here this morning. As I think of the journey that these two churches have taken over the past few years, I stand in awe and amazement at what the Lord our God has done. Nearly 2 years ago, Pastor Chan came to me to let me in on the work you'd been doing. And asked me if we could partner together on a ministry to the Chinese people of the West Kootenay. Honestly, it was a pleasant surprise to learn that the people in my neighborhood were finally being reached for the glory of Jesus Christ. What joy I had as a pastor to find out that people who lived close to our church, who we could not reach because of the language barrier, would find friendship. They would find fellowship and an opportunity to hear the Word of God. Of course, I responded to Pastor Chan with a yes, with great excitement. And the partnership between our two churches officially began. Over the past year, I have had the privilege of working with many of your friends and fellow congregants. As they have courageously come week after week and month after month as missionaries to my town. I say courageously because, as I'm sure they can tell you, it is beautiful yet rugged part of the world they come to. Many of their trips are taken on a Greyhound bus through 6 snowy mountain passes. They have been a wonderful example of what happens when God truly captivates hearts for mission. As much as they have done the work of reaching out to the people of Trail in a tangible way, I also am very much aware that they can't do this work alone. I know there has to be a great church standing behind them, supporting them financially, praying for them, encouraging them, and being on a much larger team that allows them to do what they do. To those of you who are involved in the church supporting the BC Interior Mission, I thank you. I count it a privilege to be on the same team as you and to be in partnership with such a great church. As I'm sure you know, you are making a difference for the kingdom of God. A difference that will last for eternity. Please accept my deep appreciation for the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church. For having the vision and the heart for reaching lost people with the love of Jesus Christ. You have truly been an example of taking the Great Commission of Jesus seriously. As you have looked beyond your city to the rest of the province, and from what I've heard, to the ends of the earth.
你真係唔係喺淨係喺自己嘅城市裏面去睇，亦都係睇到 BC 其他地方，甚至我知道你哋都去世界唔同嘅地方去宣教。
Additionally, your work and your heart for bringing the gospel to the lost and the lonely has inspired the people of Trail to follow in your steps as you have followed the Lord's.
同時，你哋嗰一個願意去分享嘅心，亦都感動到喺 Trail 嗰裏嘅人去願意同人哋分享呢個福音。
Your impact has gone beyond that of the people you have met and served in the Chinese community of Trail.
你哋嗰個嘅影響力已經超越咗嗰啲嘅中國人。
I think perhaps one of the moments where the people of Trail Alliance Church began to really take notice and be challenged by the BCIM.
即係我記得佢有一刻就係嗰啲 Trail 宣道會嘅朋友最得到挑戰嘅時候就係。
Was when a team from Richmond got on a bus at approximately 6 p.m. Christmas Day.
就係當一個來洛短書隊喺聖誕節嗰日六點鐘上咗巴士。
They then rode that bus for 12 hours and began to serve the people of Trail on Boxing Day.
佢係搭咗十二個鐘頭嘅巴士，喺之後嗰一日就開始去服侍 Trail 嘅中國人。
As we made this known to our congregation, there was a sense of awe that went out over the crowd.
當我哋去同 Trail 宣道會嗰啲人分享嘅時候，嗰啲人都靜曬落嚟。
The thought of giving up Christmas dinner with families to serve others was so far from many of our minds.
我哋都冇諗過啲人會放棄同聖誕節同家人一齊去服侍其他嘅人。
In our minds, what they did and continue to do is an unbelievable sacrifice.
在我們的心目中，這些放棄是想都想不到的。
It has made all of us start to question our level of commitment.
同時我們都反問自己那些委身。
It made all of us wonder what was motivating the team for mission.
我們也都去想他們這班人有什麼動機呢？
Motivation is a powerful thing.
這個動機是很有力的。
With motivation, people can run marathons, climb mountains, and make incredible sacrifices to attain a goal.
因為有動力的時候，人可以去跑馬拉松，可以去做很多很多的事。
People are motivated by a variety of things.
人哋亦都有不同的動力，很多的人。
They are motivated by money, or fame, or personal satisfaction.
可能他們為了錢呢，為了名譽，或者是為了滿足自己。
Usually, people are motivated by something that will ultimately bring them a benefit.
很多時候人都是為了自己的利益的最終。
But what motivates a team of people to leave the city?
但是有什麼去令到這班人去離開這個城市?
And drive out to the country to make significant sacrifices for the gospel and mission.
去到一些郊外的地方，去那裡去為福音的緣故去放棄一些東西呢？
What keeps them motivated for mission?
有咩繼續佢哋為到呢個宣，令到佢哋為宣教去做事咧
？And what keeps us motivated for mission?
咁然而我哋自己又有啲咩動力去宣教咧
？In the passage that was read this morning, Jesus deals with people's motives.
喺今朝所讀嗰段經文，耶穌都去嚟睇到我哋嘅動機。
And as he deals with the people's religious motives.He answers the question, what motivates us for the Christian life?
他都答到我們,就是我們基督徒的生命有什麼動力呢?
And out of that, what motivates us for mission?
就是同時也都是有什麼令到我們去傳福音呢?
In this account, we have the third question in a series of questions that are asked of Jesus.
呢度係一系列嘅問題，呢個係第三個嘅問題喺經文裏邊。
There are questions that are motivated by politics and religion.
佢係由於政治、由於宗教嘅原因去問佢呢個問題嘅。
And they are being asked by the religious leaders who are trying to get Jesus to trip over his words.
佢係一啲宗教嘅領袖去問耶穌係捉佢同佢陷害佢。
The first question is asked by the Pharisees' disciples.
係第一個問題係嗰啲。法利賽人嘅門徒去問耶穌嘅
，who ask along with some Herodians about whether or not it's lawful to pay taxes to Caesar，
同埋一啲希律黨人去問耶穌，究竟交税俾該撒係咪啱嘅咧
？They were trying to trick him into committing treason by speaking against Caesar。
佢哋想耶穌去講一啲反對凱撒嘅，就得到佢罪腳嘅證據啦。
However, Jesus wisely points out that it's Caesar's image on the coin, so go ahead and give it to him.
但係耶穌好有智慧咁話，係嗰啲銀錢有凱撒嘅像，所以就交翻俾凱撒。
Then the Sadducees, who don't believe in resurrection, try luring him into a theological debate about the resurrection.
嗰啲撒都該係人係唔信復活嘅，就同耶穌去辯論復活。
And Jesus astounds them by saying that he is the Son of God, he is the God of the living and not the dead.
耶穌亦都好驚奇咁樣，令到佢哋好驚奇，就話俾佢聽，神係復活人嘅神，唔係死人嘅神。
Then finally, upon hearing how Jesus had silenced the Sadducees,
喺最尾嗰啲人就聽到佢哋堵住咗提撒都該人嘅口嘅時候
，the law-keeping, law-making Pharisees gather together.
嗰啲好持守法律嗰啲嘅法利賽人就嚟啦。
And a lawyer among them comes up with a great question.
佢哋其中一個律法師就問到一個好好嘅問題。
In fact, it's a question that history tells us they had been debating for a while.
亦都歷史話俾我哋聽呢個問題，佢哋辯論咗好耐嘅問題。
The question was, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?"
夫子喺法律律例裏邊邊一條係最大嘅咧？
For Pharisees, there were more than 600 laws, and they wanted to know which of them was the greatest.
喺法利賽人嚟講，佢有六百幾條嘅律例，佢就想知道邊一條係最大嘅。
Which one did they really have to hold on to?
他們哪一個真的要去堅守呢？哪一條的律例？
Which one of the laws would they get the most credit for?
他們守哪條的例，他們得到最多的讚賞呢？
It seems from the context that the motives of the Pharisees are suspect as well.
在這裡看下去，他們問這個問題的原因也有可疑。
It is possible that they were hoping that Jesus would give them an answer that would make them look like good law-keeping religious people.
可能佢哋都想耶穌俾個答案，就顯出佢哋嗰啲嘅義。
However, this time, as Jesus answers them,
但係當呢一次耶穌去答佢嘅時候
，He deals with all their motives.
佢都答到佢所有嘅動機。
And gets to the heart of what ought to be the motivation of people who are following God.
亦都去答到佢應該一個為主而活嘅人嘅係點樣嘅忠心。
You see, he not only answers their question directly and powerfully,
他不單止很有力、很直接地答他們的問題,
but he also provokes within the hearer a question that is as direct as they come.
他也是同時去問了他們自己反問他們自己一些問題。
In probably the top five most quotable verses of the Bible, Jesus answers their question.
在應該是正經來說一個最人知道多的經文，他答他們。
But he also gives them more than they bargained for.
他亦都答超越他們所問的。
You see, they were looking for ways to bolster their religious life.
他是那些法利賽人在找著方法去更加令自己的驕傲。
But Jesus gives them a way of life that is beyond religion.
但是耶穌答的就是給他們一個生命是超越過宗教信仰的。
He quotes an ancient text that each of them would have said every day of their lives.
他講讀出一段經文，佢哋每一個人都好熟嘅。
Deuteronomy 6:4-6 says this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
申命記第六章四至六節嗰度咁樣講：以色列啊，你們請聽，耶和華是獨一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might.
你要盡心、盡性、盡力。爱耶和华你的神。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
今日我吩咐你嘅，你哋都要记在心上。
Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God."
耶稣话你要爱主你嘅神。
With all your heart.
要尽心。
And with all your soul and with all your mind.
尽性尽意爱你嘅神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
呢个就系最大嘅诫命。
In saying this, Jesus deals with motivations, doesn't he?
喺即係呢一個嘅答案裏邊，佢係直接去到呢個動機嗰度。
You Pharisees, you religious leaders, you want so badly to be right.
你啲法利賽人，你啲律法師，最想就係做啱嘅事，做有義。
You want to be thought of as good, to be looked at someone who follows the law.
你想被人睇到係好嘅，你係遵從嗰啲律例嘅。
But do you love God?
但你哋愛唔愛神呢？
What is your motive?
你嘅動機係咩呢？
You have said these words nearly every day of your life.
你每一日都去熟讀去背呢啲嘅經文。
And yet you have missed living out this very basic and very important commandment.
但你就活唔出呢一個戒命。
You have been trying to be very diligent in keeping the law, but why?
你去好嚴謹咁守呢個戒命，但係點解你去守咧？
What has motivated you to do this?
究竟你嘅動機係做咩咧？係。
I think Jesus knew that these men had become guilty of trying to do the right things for the wrong reasons, and here he is calling them on it.
耶穌知道佢哋去守律例嘅原因係唔啱嘅，所以呢度就同佢哋講啲説話。
You see, after he talks about loving your neighbor as yourself,
佢講完話要愛人如己之後，
Jesus says, "On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets."
喺呢兩條嘅律例就係嗰啲律法同先知嘅總綱。
He brings seriousness to this like never before.
真係呢兩個嘢需要好認真去諗嘅。
The whole law hangs on this.
所有嘅律例都喺呢個總綱啦。
Not on following the law alone.
唔係淨去跟從嗰啲守嗰啲律例。
But who you follow them for and why you follow them.
係你為咗邊個同埋你點解去守呢個律例咧？
In saying this, Jesus turns the tables on these Pharisees.
去答呢個問題嘅時候，耶穌去反問呢啲法利賽人。
And forces them to look into their own hearts.
亦都逼佢哋自己去睇佢哋自己裏邊嘅心。
And examine their own motives for their law-keeping actions.
去諗翻佢哋點解去守呢個律例。
He makes them ask the question of themselves: Do you love God?
去逼佢哋問你哋愛唔愛神呢？
And this really becomes a direct question.
呢一個好直接嘅問題。
A direct question of those standing before him.
一啲好直接問題問喺耶穌面前嘅人。
Caught in their religiously motivated trappings.
係俾佢哋自己嗰個陷阱去捉到。
And it becomes a direct question for us.
亦都係一個直接問題去問我哋。
As we think about what is our motivation for what we do in the Christian life.
佢就問：究竟我哋喺基督徒生活裏邊嘅動機係咩咧
？Do you love God? I mean, really love God.
你愛唔愛神咧？我話係真係愛神。
Does it ever come out of your mouth?
你會講神咧
？Can it be verified in your actions?
喺你生活裏邊確唔確認到咧
？Proven in your attitudes.
喺你嘅態度裏邊知唔知道咧
？Is love of God the source of your motivation as a Christian?
神嘅愛係咪你最終嘅動機咧？
Really, it is possible to be like the Pharisees, even in our setting.
就算喺今日，我哋都可以好似嗰啲法利賽人咁樣。
It is possible to try to do mission because we feel obligated.
我哋可能去傳福音係因為覺得我哋一定要去。
Or we feel like we would receive special treatment or honor.
或者我哋會受到稱讚。
The problem with this is if you aren't properly motivated.
個問題就係如果你嘅動機係唔啱嘅。
You will quickly lose motivation and quit before you ever find satisfying results.
你好快就會冇動力，喺你未得到你嗰個滿足嘅時候，你就會放棄。
What Jesus is talking about when he talks about loving God and loving your neighbor.
喺耶穌話佢要愛神同埋愛人嗰個時候，
is more powerful and more sustainable when we talk about being motivated for the Christian life and mission.
係喺動機嚟講係最有力嘅。
The question then becomes for us.Are we motivated by the great commandment for mission?
究竟我哋系唔系个问题就系究竟我哋系咪为到系呢一个最大嘅诫命去传福音咧
？In order to answer this, we have to answer some other questions.
我哋去答呢个问题之前，我哋去问其他嘅问题。
Questions like, "How do I love God?"
好似我哋点样去爱神咧
？With another person, it can be obvious as to how we love them.
我哋去愛其他嘅人可能會容易啲。
But with God, it can be a bit difficult at times because you can't see Him or touch Him.
去愛神就可能會難啲，因為你睇唔到佢，你摸唔到佢。
So how do we love God is a question that comes up.
咁究竟我哋點樣去愛神呢
？Also, why do we love God?
同埋點解我哋愛神呢
？Is He worthy of our love, or is this just a commandment?
佢哋值唔值得去爱咧？神定系因为诫命叫我哋爱，我哋就去爱咧
？And finally, how does this great commandment motivate us for Christian life and mission？
最尾一个问题就系呢个最大嘅诫命点样去成为我哋动机去生活
？Because this commandment that Jesus gives as a summary for the law deals with not only following the law。
因为呢一个最大嘅诫命，耶稣讲最大嘅诫命唔单止系去守呢个嘅诫命。
But our motives in following the law.
亦都係有講到我哋去守戒命嗰個動機。
So how does this play out?
究竟點樣咧
？These are the questions I want to tackle one by one.
我喺度想逐一題去同大家去分享。
So let's look at how we love God.
咁第一個問題就係我哋點樣去愛神咧
？The text gives us direction as to how we are to love God.
聖經裏邊都有講到我哋點樣去愛神。
And it is holistic.
是很完整的。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
你要尽心爱你的神。
With all your soul.
尽性爱你的神。
And with all your mind.
尽意爱你的神。
That is, you are to choose to love God with your whole being.
你要去选择去全人的去爱神。
He starts with all of your heart.
他开头的时候就讲尽心爱你的神。
The heart is the seat of your emotions.
你个心就系你嗰啲情感嘅地方。
The place of your desires.
系你嗰啲喜好嘅地方。
Your heart is the central place of what you live for.
个心就系你生活嘅中心。
To love God with all your heart.
去尽心爱神。
Means that God and God alone.
就系讲到神唯一嘅神。
Is the one you desire most.
系你最喜爱嘅。
More than money or power, possessions or people.
多过人，多过权力，多过金钱。
God is the one who captures your whole heart.
神就系喺你嘅心里边全个心，拥有你全个心。
That is what it means to love God with all of your heart.
呢个就系话尽心去爱你嘅神。
Then he says all your soul.
佢哋第二讲到尽性爱你嘅神。
That means at the core of who you are, you love God.
就是你核心里面你的中心里面去爱神
Not the fake you
不是那个假的你
Not the person you let other people see
不是那些你容许其他人看到那个你
But the real you
但是是那个真正的你
The you when the covers of your life are pulled back
当生命你的面具拧开的时候那个你
When you are who you are
当真是你出现的时候
When the real you has a chance to come out and play To love God with all your soul means that the real you loves God.
去尽性爱你嘅神就真系嗰个真嘅你去爱神。
Then finally, love God with all your mind.
去最尾就讲到尽意爱你嘅神。
Your thoughts are involved.
你嗰啲思想系喺当中嘅。
You don't go through loving God absent of any intellect.
你唔会去即系唔用你嘅头脑去爱神。
You pursue God with your mind.
你用你的思想去追求神。
You use the resources that are there for you.
你用你旁边那些有的资源。
The resources for loving God with your mind are right in front of you.
你那些可以去爱神的资源就在你的面前。
The Bible, prayer, and meditation, these are all ways you can start to love God with your mind.
经文去祷告去灵修，这些就是一些可以你用你尽意去爱神的方法。
When it comes to how to love God, the answer is with all of you.
去点样爱神呢？我哋答案就系你要用全部你嘅你去爱神。
It is with your whole life.
系用你整个嘅生命去爱神。
To love God, truly love God, you must find Him to be your greatest treasure.
去真系爱神，你就要觉得神系你最终最大嗰个宝贝。
And see the rest of the things that vie for our attention as secondary to God Himself. Now, does this mean we have no other affection, no other love? If I love God with all of me, then is there room left for me to love anyone or anything else? And the answer is yes, there is. This is obvious in the rest of the passage, as the text says, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. This means we are to love people.
都是讲到我们要爱人的。
And there is a way in which we are to love ourselves. But what is critical is that above all, God wins. He is the top of the chart. He is worthy of our highest affection. Now the question becomes, how do we show this? What would the evidence be that we love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind? This can be simple and quite similar to how we show love to others. Things like, do you talk with him? Do you talk about him? Does God ever make it into your conversations?
神在你的对话当中有没有出现呢?
How about when you talk with non-believers?
在你和未信的人有没有说过神呢?
Is he in your thoughts?
他在你的思想里面呢?
Do you trust him and love him enough to obey him?
你信不信他, 你爱不爱他, 直至你去遵行他的命令呢?
One professor from Bible College simply said, when you love someone,
有一个在神学院的教授, 他就这样说,
you find out what they want you to do and you do it.
另外一个人, 你就会找到他们喜欢什么东西,
if she likes daisies, bring her daisies.
如果女生喜欢花,
if he likes cars, learn about cars.
如果男生喜欢车的,
you find out what they like and show them love by doing it.
你去找到他们喜欢什么,
we have a whole book that shows us what God likes. And if we love him, we will obey his commandments.
如果我们爱他们,
1 John 5:3 says,
在约翰一书第五章第三节那里说,
for this is the love of God,
这个就是神的爱,
that we keep his commandments.
我们遵行他的诫命,
and his commandments are not burdensome.
他的诫命也不是很难受的。
So two things, if we love God, we will keep his commandments.
两样东西,
but secondly, it isn't like his commandments are something outrageous.
第二就是他那些诫命也不是很难守的。
He loves us and his commandments lead to life.
他爱我们,
his commandments lead away from false gods that will promise the world but deliver nothing. And they lead to a way of life that allows you to truly live. If you love God, you will acknowledge that he loves you. And that his way is best. And you will find out that the way to live is his way. We're motivated not by fear, but out of love. Do you love God? This begins to answer the next question. Why do we love God? The answer is because he first loved us.
答案就是因为他先爱我们。
1 John 4:9 and 10,
在约翰一书第四章九至十节那里说,
in this the love of God,
在这里神的爱就向我们显明,
was made manifest among us,
去显明出来了,
that God sent his only Son into the world,
神差遣他独生子,
so that we might live through him.
我们就可以因他得生。
In this is love.
这个就是爱了。
Not that we have loved God,
不是我们爱神,
but that he loved us and sent his Son,
就是因为他爱我们,
to be the propitiation for our sins.
去为我们罪作挽回祭。
We love God because he first loved us.
我们爱神,
we love God because he gave everything in order that we would have a relationship with him.
我们爱神, 将他的独生子给我们,
we love God because he is our Redeemer.
我们爱神,
the one who forgives our sins.
是他饶恕了我们的过犯,
past, present, and saves us from future sins.
我们现在的罪,
He is our leader, and He leads us to abundant life.
祂是我们的主,
That is why we love God.
我们就是因为这个,
It is His love for us that motivates love for Him.
是因为祂给我们爱,
Obedience to Him, fullness in Him, and a desire within us for others to know Him.
去信服祂,
and really this circles back to our motivation for missions.
祂也是最后带回去我们去传福音的动机那里。
Truly friends, as I have spoken over the past year with people from this church,
我真是在我过去一年，当我和这个教会出去那些人去聊天的时候，
who have had a desire to live as followers of Jesus,
他们有这个心去愿意成为基督的跟随者，
and have felt a call as missionaries to Trail,
也都听到呼召去到Trail那里去做福音的工作。
I recognize in you a people who are motivated by a love for God.
我们看到你们是被神的爱去感动的。
Every time I have sat back in amazement at the commitment of your missions team, they have always come back saying they do it because of the grace of God in their lives. They do it because they love God. And God calls them to love people. This is living the Christian faith. This is how we are motivated for missions. I praise God for them. Because they are an example of what Jesus was talking about. They love God and they love people. And out of their commitment to the great commandment, they are motivated for the Great Commission. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. Thank you for loving Jesus with all your heart, soul, and mind. Thank you for allowing this love for God motivate you to love people and be on mission for Christ. Thank you for inspiring me and the people of Trail to have a greater commitment to the Great Commandment. That we would be motivated for the Great Commission. May God richly bless you as you continue to reach out to the lost and the lonely, motivated by your love for God. May God continue to use you more and more for the advancement of His kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church. Thank you for the partnership we have between this church and the Trail Alliance Church. Thank you that you died for us. Thank you that you first loved us. And thank you that you've made it possible for us to love you. May we be even more committed to the Great Commandment. To love you with all our heart, soul, and mind. That we would be motivated for the Great Commission. And reach as many people as we can. To bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you.
多谢。